This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This Sunday, Spain will hold its fourth general election in 4 years. Although the Socialist Party picked up the most seats in Parliament last April, its leader, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, has not been able to form a coalition to pass anything into law, and political divisions are mounting, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Three big issues loom over Sunday's election in Spain.
One is the deadlock itself. It's, you know, let's get somebody who can govern.
That's Gail Allard, an economics professor at the IE Business School in Madrid. She says two is Catalonia, where violent protests erupted last month over the imprisonment of separatist leaders. The far-right party Vox has been gaining ground with its tough stance against separatists.
And then the third issue is the economy that's slowing down to about a 2% growth rate, which is fine.
But high unemployment and government debt are also weighing on the country, says Heather Conley with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It really still has struggled with the type of good quality jobs that provide meaningful benefits and employment. And that's in part what's driving voters' frustration with the current political stalemate.
A stalemate that, if it continues after this election, could be a further drag on growth. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.